Chapter 2. Soviet Dictator Liquidates Polish Officers. In the spring of 1940, overcrowded trains and trucks run through the Soviet Union, dropping off captured Polish officers in the Katyn Forest. Soon, shots from Russian executioners' guns echo in the trees. 3 years later, Germans discover evidence of a mass execution as human bones emerge from the ground in Katyn. Major Adam Solsky could hardly move in the train carriage that was packed with Polish officers. 1.5 days earlier, the Poles were sent from a Russian prison camp in Kozielsk, and prisoners were now sat closely together. Few had been able to sleep during the night when the train had stopped in a railway siding in Gniezdovo, near Smolensk. As the clock approached 0500 hours on 9th of April 1940, Russian soldiers knocked on the carriage doors and signaled that the Poles should be ready for departure. "We are to go somewhere by car? And what then?" the 45-year-old major scribbled in a small makeshift diary he carefully hid under his jacket. The chains rattled from the hinges on the prisoner's carriage, and the major, along with around 100 other Poles, moved off stiffly into a number of parked trucks. The Russian soldiers pushed the prisoners one by one into the small cubicles of the vans. Along bumpy roads, the Poles were shaken around in their cells, while the trucks travelled a few kilometres on rough dirt roads to a forested area where some buildings stood between the trees. "From the very dawn, the day started somewhat peculiarly. They brought us somewhere into the woods, some kind of holiday resort. Here a detailed search. They took my watch, showing 0630, and asked me for my wedding ring, which they took, rubles, my main belt and pocket knife." The words would be the last that Solsky wrote in his diary, because the major's destination was anything but a resort. Shortly after his arrival at the forest, a Russian executioner aimed a gun at the Pole's neck and fired a 7.65mm bullet through Solsky's head. Then the Russian dumped the corpse, with his hidden diary, in a mass grave. The execution was neither the Russians' first nor their last. In fact, Stalin's massacre of Polish officers in the Katyn Forest, 400 kilometers west of Moscow, had only just begun. Russians sent 15,000 Poles to camps. 8 months before the Soviets had murdered Solsky in the Katyn Forest, German troops had invaded Poland. The invasion on 1st of September 1939 occurred in agreement with Stalin, for Germany and the Soviet Union had recently signed a non-aggression pact to divide Poland between them. The Germans were therefore happy for the Red Army to cross over the Polish-Soviet border on 17th of September to grab its slice of the country. Stalin explained to the world that the invasion was necessary for security reasons, and those in power in Paris and London accepted the Soviet leader's reasoning. Meanwhile, T-34 tanks rolled rapidly forward and, after a few weeks, had forced the Poles to disarm. Solsky, like many other Polish soldiers, had headed towards Hungary to avoid falling into the Red Army's hands. But the major's flight was a failure, and along with other Polish troops who had attempted to escape, he landed instead in the back of a Russian military truck, heading for camps in the east. The Russians took over 100,000 prisoners of war, but released almost all ordinary Poles when staff in the camps had discovered that the soldiers were not officers. Stalin viewed Polish officers as dangerous, however, and they were sent to three special camps, in Kosciuszko, Starobielsk, and Ostashkov. The NKVD, the Soviet Union's feared security police, managed the camps, and when the cold weather set in during November 1939, detainees and arrested officers were rolled in behind the barbed wire on a daily basis. Over 8,000 officers, half the entire Polish officer corps, ended up in special camps. But many officers really belonged to the reserve forces, and for years before had been in civilian professions as doctors, lawyers, professors.